Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, we take you up until, 8 o'clock. We have Buffalo Bills, New York Jets coming your way. Thanks so much to Coach Anthony Walker, the head coach at Monsignor Pace, for joining us. As we said, what a great story that his son, who plays for the Miami Dolphins, helps out on game day on Friday with him. And certainly his son, a Northwestern University graduate, and has been in the NFL for quite some time. We turn our attention to back to college football, and I was just reading earlier today where Graham Mertz, the quarterback at the University of Florida, is out for the year with an ACL, which kind of opens the door for a highly regarded freshman, DJ Lagway, to do his stuff. He's played a lot so far this season. Tough loss the other day. I was watching that game against Tennessee, and I thought the Gators played extremely well. A couple of mistakes here and there, but you know what? It doesn't get any easier. Kentucky, Georgia, Texas, LSU. But you got to like how they showed up against Tennessee. And certainly that gives this team, you know, at least something to build on, where they played a pretty good program on the road and did extremely well. Kevin Brockway covers the Gators for the Gainesville Sun. He's kind enough to join us. Kevin, thanks so much for taking the time. Kind of bad news for Graham Mertz. Obviously, he's been a leader for the team and certainly somebody who's kind of helped Lagway kind of ease into the position.
Contact injury. It was just, you know, he was going back, he threw a touchdown pass, and he kind of stumbled or buckled on the turf and something happened, and then he went out. But immediately when he went off the field, I knew he knew it was bad. And then it was interesting because he was on the sideline and he had the knee brace on, and he was, you know, kind of commiserating with Cam Carroll, a teammate who suffered a torn ACL last year. So you kind of had a feeling something was up there, that it was a serious injury. He wasn't coming back into the game. And certainly I think, you know, Graham Mertz, you know, really had a comeback year last year. Don't forget, this was a guy that was a highly touted, you know, recruit at a high school from Overland Park, Kansas, who went to Wisconsin and kind of busted and kind of retrieved his career at Florida. So to see it end like this, certainly disappointing for him and disappointing for the Gators. And DJ Lagway, as you mentioned, the five-star freshman, is going to have to grow up quickly.
Yeah, but you know what? It's not like he's all of a sudden been on the bench and he's getting thrown in. At least he's had an opportunity in the games to kind of show what he can do. Certainly, he's got to grow up sometime, and I think it's time now. Talk about the Tennessee game, Kevin, because I watched that game, and I don't have any horse in any race, but I was proud of the Gators for the way they played. I mean, obviously, he should have walked out of there with a win, a couple of mistakes here and there. Look back at the game and some of the things that you like coming out of there.
Yeah, I think the thing that's frustrating is you think about all the missed chances in the first half in terms of the red zone 1-4, and you think, God, you could have really built a lead at halftime and come away with that game. And who knows how the second half plays out, though, if you're up 13-0. But, you know, the defense has played much better since the bye week. I think that's been a big thing. They've kind of simplified things a little bit on that end. And I think it's helped because I think the defense is playing faster. It's playing better. I think, you know, that's what's been keeping them in games the last 2 weeks. And certainly, you know, the UCF game, they held them to 13 points. And then, you know, to shut out Tennessee in the first half. Now, Tennessee's had their offensive struggles too. And Nico Iamavaleva, who I'm sure I butchered that, but he's a guy who has kind of struggled since SEC play began. But, you know, Florida still went out there. They made it hard for them like the other teams in the SEC have. So you got to give them credit there for sure, Larry. And I think that, that's something they can hang their hat on coming into this homecoming game against Kentucky. That because I think DJ Lagway, you know, having that every down, pressure in the SEC, I mean, there are going to be some growing pains and some bumps in the road. But now you feel like at least the defense can keep you in the game here. And kind of raise their level to help DJ along for the rest of the season.
Yeah, no doubt. Kevin Brockway joins us, Gainesville Sun, covers the Florida Gators. And not only that, I mean, there was a lot of things, some plays. Wilson made a couple of catches. They ran the ball fairly well against a really good defense. I mean, let's not sell Tennessee short. I mean, even though they're having problems on offense, they're still a pretty good defensive team. You take a look at Florida coming into this game. And as you mentioned, DJ Lagway's going to be the guy. What does he need to do? I mean, does he need to manage the game, or does he need to take it over?
Yeah, you know, I think with DJ, I mean, I think that's the one thing about him. He's a very risk, high risk, high reward quarterback. Probably a little bit similar to Cam Ward in that regard. Obviously, Cam has more experience, but you know, DJ was a guy that we heard, you know, basically over the summer, their main concern with him was, you know, taking chances and turning the ball over in scrimmages. And he does have 4 interceptions this year to go along with obviously the five touchdown passes. But he did show, he has shown, you know, a knack to hit some deep throws. And, you know, he threw a dart to Shamir Dike on a 27-yard touchdown pass, tied the score late against Tennessee and forced overtime. So he's got the arm strength. He hasn't been as much of a runner as I thought he was going to be, but maybe that will change now, and maybe we'll see a little bit more of his legs now that he's playing every down. But at the same time, you got to be careful too, because you know you're one hit away, obviously, from going to your third string quarterback there. So it'll be interesting to see how they use him in the run game as well because of that. But I think that you know, listen, they're going to give him, you know, some chances to make plays, and this is obviously a big opportunity for him. And like you said before, I think having that experience of every game, and Billy Napier said today in the press conference, him getting the full first team reps in practice this week, I think will help him as well.
You know, when you take a look at this program, I want to point out one player on defense, being from St. Thomas Aquinas down here, Tyreek Sapp. Had a monster game, has done really well this year. Talk about him, because I think he kind of stepped up his game over the last, since the Miami game. He's done a tremendous job.
Yeah, you know, redshirt junior, one of the sack leaders on the team. He and George Gums are really the two guys that have provided a lot of the pass rush pressure. So I think he's a guy that, you know, has matured, grown a great kid too. Great quote, fun-loving kid. I don't know if you know, you know, they did a trip to Tokyo and he wrestled the sumo wrestler. I remember in the Las Vegas Bowl, him singing Viva Las Vegas. So he's a guy that, you know, a jovial guy that and kind of a leader that guys gravitate around on the defensive end. But his production is really starting to show, and they're doing a better job getting to the quarterback. That, again, the defense has made some strides, but it's going to have to continue, you know, here the second half of this tough schedule.
Yeah, and just a side note, he did wrestle at St. Thomas Aquinas, so he's, you know, he was a pretty good athlete, and like you said, he is a fun guy. I mean, he's one of these, you know, I mean, I remember in high school he kind of relied on the bull rush, but now he's got some technique, and we watched him the other day, and I think he's, you know, heart and soul right now of that that defense, and obviously, as you said, that's an improving defense that, you know, figures they could be in every single game, and hopefully that they'll continue. Kevin, I can't thank you enough. Sorry about last week with that hurricane. And did you guys do okay from that?
Yeah, you know, Helene probably affected Gainesville much worse than Milton did. But you feel bad, obviously, for the people in the Tampa Bay region and really all over the state. And, you know, down in your neck of the woods, right? My brother lives in, St. Lucie County or in Hope Sound. Oh. And the tornadoes down there, too. I mean, it was brutal. So, just your prayers for everyone in the state right now that we can regroup and recover, and please no more storms between now and the end of hurricane season. That would be nice.
Oh, please. Yeah, well, you know what? That's all we could do. You know, like the I was listening to Clearwater Mayor today, them talking about, oh, people are going to leave. And he goes, well, you know what? You know, nature is like that. You know, sometimes, you know, it's Mother Nature's not kind, but during December, January, February, and into March, those people who go back up north will kind of wish that they were back here. This is paradise, obviously. Kevin, I can't thank you enough, brother. Thank you. We'll catch up with you soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
Good stuff. Kevin Brockway from the Gainesville Sun obviously does a tremendous job. Yeah, that Graham Mertz going out kind of hurt a little bit. But DJ Lagway is going to have to grow up.